No games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver. No.
Welcome back to the WFCA show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver alongside Tom Swiddle, my co-host, special guest in studio, Tony Rush, owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising. We're also joined by Matt Harris. We're going to get to him a little bit at 11:15. He's the head football coach at Waukesha North. We're joined on the air, Tony Biola on the phone, WFCA president, combine chair. Hey, Tony, I know last year we had this discussion. Have you guys talked about having another combine somewhere closer to northern Wisconsin area?
We are. You know, I think it's definitely a discussion that we're having right now, and especially with as big as this one has gotten, you know, we're looking and we want to take a look at some different facilities or some facilities being built right now that possibly could host it. I think, you know, the biggest thing that we're seeing is, especially this time of year, just with the way the weather is, it has to be an indoor facility, you know, and then we want it to be fairly similar. You know, I mean, running on turf and be able to do the agility drills on turf as opposed to doing it on a, you know, basketball court floor or just a track and field type floor. I think the turf really lends itself to accurate times that the kids would be able to produce.
Hey Tom, are there more linemen? Are there more linebackers? Is there a certain position where it seems each year that you have more guys than other positions?
Well, you know, really, in the past we've had just a bunch of linemen, and that's the combination of offense and defensive line is our biggest group for sure. When you look at it, I think we're at about 170, 175 right now. But this year, the linebackers are really taking over. We've got 100. That is the biggest single group that we have at 100 linebackers. So,
wow.
I think that, you know, yeah, like you said, you know, in the past it's been the linemen, and they're the combination of O-line, D-line, defensive ends is the biggest group we have numbers-wise. But, you know, even individually, offensive line, we have 90. But like I said, linebackers is at 100, and I think that's the largest they've been at in a long time.
You know, getting back to the thought, Mike, about you know, would we want to take the combine up north to a facility? You know, the one thing that we discuss, and Tony, you I don't know, back me up on this perhaps, but you know, it's run so well at Sussex, and it's just a wonderful facility. Brad Arnett and the guys at Next Level do such a great job. You know,
right.
We would have to be able to duplicate that somewhere in the north,
right?
You know, and that's not to say you couldn't.
But at this point, it's not an easy putt. There isn't anybody up there right now that's has the facility and somebody like Brad in that group that would be willing. I would assume that, and I know there's some new facilities being built up there, that you're going to be able to get this up there in the next couple of years. And they'll take some of the pressure as far as the people that you'll still get that the number you want down here. It'll just be from here, though.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you know, getting college coaches to show up for two of them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, if I know, because I've talked to these guys, we've got coaches coming in from North Dakota and North Dakota State, for instance. You know, are they going to make that trip twice? You know,
exactly.
So it's, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that,
true.
You know, and we want to do what's right, but I think we can say that the kids from up north, even as you said, Tony, as far away as Superior, they're getting down here. You know, they know that what's available to them with this combine.
Well, you know what I liked about it last year is watching the linemen walk in and everybody's looking at everybody else. And some of these guys are guys that they went against, you know, for a couple of years, and they only see them with their uniform on. And all of a sudden, it takes them a bit, but then they start talking. And you know what? They're like, hey, man, what's going on? How are you guys going to be this year? And I sat there and listened to some of their conversations. And about, you know, after the first 15 minutes of, well, he plays over, he plays against my competitor,
yeah,
to, hey, man, you know, I blocked you. You took it to me a little bit, and they were laughing. And I thought, what a great way for these guys to become right. friends.
Well, and you know, something that we're going to do this year, and I'm just going to throw that out, and it'll become more apparent why shortly, but a Next Level on the two Saturdays after the Combine, Next Level is offering to still get kids to their facility and put them through our Combine. So, you know, if you have a track meet on the 29th or a baseball game or something, and or prom, you know, and you can't make it, the next two Saturdays after that, Next Level is going to take players at their facility and put them through a Combine.
Hey, Tom, did you recommend to your kids, and Matt, with you coaching, do you recommend to your kids to get involved in this, or is this something that you just get them the information and it's up to them if they want to do it?
Well, as it's been, you know, growing, I've started to recommend, and especially with the kids that are looking to move on to the next level, with the way they operate there, it's amazing to have college coaches to run it as well organized as it is. I've been more, you know, I actually, to be honest, I'll be 100% honest. At first, I was a little bit, because I coach track. I'm a big track coach, and I was at first, I was like, hey, you know, like, I want these kids doing track, not going to a combine. But now we've, you know, with these kids and all the great things that they're doing, I've recommended the kids to go to the combine now.
You're a believer now.
I'm a believer now.
And Matt's got a meet that day on the 29th.
Yeah.
And so he's got kids that'll be coming to the combine after their meet, you know. And to answer that myself, again, when I was at Brookfield East, huge track school, very successful track school. All I could think of, some kid going there and tweaking a hamstring, you know, doing some event, and now they can't participate in track, and Coach Steiner would want to kill me. But we do get some individuals from Brookfield East that would go, absolutely.
Is Mason going?
No, not this year.
He's not going to go, but a year from now.
A year from now, he will be there for sure.
Yeah, because he's going to want to... He's going to want to eyeball these other guys, and he's going to want to show what he's made of with these stats, man. It's a great event. Where you didn't come last year, if you get a chance.
No, I was there. Remember, I was part of the first hour.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Didn't ever make the
never made
make
it.
The air. Yeah,
no. I blamed you for that.
You
in
did.
Fact.
You said Resch walked in, and the wiring just went
the
kaput.
Whole way. That's right. You were part of that first hour, and I was guilty for about 15 minutes. I felt bad. Hey, Tony, how's everything else going for you? Everything's WFCA wise. Everything's going well.
It is going good, yeah. I think we're in a good situation with the association election start next week. We've got some guys running in some different districts, so I think that part's going well, getting some new guys in and running, and everything is good.
Yeah, and I just want to publicly say Tony is reaching towards the end of his two-year reign as president.
Yeah.
And he'll be, come July, he'll be past president. And I just want to publicly thank you, Tony, for all you've done. You've been a tremendous president. You're innovative. You work so hard. You're so organized, and everybody in the state owes you a big thank you for all you've done.
Well, thanks, I appreciate it. But it's everybody in the association. I mean, it's all the guys, the leadership guys, working with you, Tom, and Dan, and everybody that we've had as presidents and past presidents. It's all a combined effort. I mean, it's great working with the guys that are there. I enjoy the meetings we get to, and I think we bring out the best in each other.
Does he have to give up his Secret Service people and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug Sarver takes those guys over.
Hey, we might have to add a couple to Doug's detail.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. Doug's not – yeah, he might not be – be doing all the things he was doing 25 years ago. I know that for sure. Hey, Tony, it'll be good to see you April 29th down at Sussex Hamilton. And again, I don't think you could pick a better facility. That thing is awesome. Gives you enough room. And I know you guys don't get too much involved or look at their weight room out there, but that facility, they did it right, man. It's really nice. And if there are some people that are thinking about building one of these, I would go there first and take a look at how they did it, and I would try to duplicate what they're doing up in your area. Hey, it'll be good to see you next week. I mean, do we have him on, or the 29th, do we have him on the list?
We do. Tony will be on the list on the 29th.
That's awesome.
But he's going to be very busy.
Tony,
so
you made
one
the
segment.
List, man. You made the list. That's awesome.
All right, that's fantastic.
Hey, it's good talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. Tony Biola again. It is April 29th. We can't even push to have kids sign up. You can get on the waiting list at this point, but at this point it's 550 kids already signed up. There is a deadline that they have to get their $60 in to, and if they miss that deadline, it might open up some spots. So if you have some interest, go to the WFCA website, and there's a place online to sign up. When you get to a break, other side of the break, we're going to talk more to Matt Harris, head football coach at Waukesha North. They got some pretty cool things going on that Matt's going to tell us about. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented, what are you laughing at, by Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development, the longest title in the history of shows.
You're out of breath?
Out of breath. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the WFCA show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Tom Swiddle. Tony Resch, the owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. We've got to figure out a shorter name for that thing. He's in studio. We're also joined by Matt Harris, head football coach at Waukesha North. Tom, you and Matt have teamed up and doing something pretty cool with the Combine.
Yeah, we are. It's a new venture. We're really excited about it. It's something that Matt and I have been working on for several years. And in essence, for Combine participants, we're going to have an area on our website that they can house their recruiting information. Now, as we all know, that recruiting aspect of high school sports is one that has many moving parts to it. And we feel that we're going to be able to offer something to Combine participants that they wouldn't get anywhere else with this recruiting site.
Well, what a perfect thing for these guys, because they're picking a lot of their information. You know, they're sending it here, and then they're sending a second one with this information, and a third with this, and a fourth with that. And for a really nominal fee, they can have everything housed on one spot. And I'd love the idea. I don't know how if everybody's gotten involved in this yet, but I think in the future anybody who gets involved with this Combine is going to want to do this, right, Matt?
Oh yeah, I agree. There's a bunch of different ways that it's going to work for us too, and you know, for me especially, when we put this whole thing together, I looked at it on both sides. I looked at it as a head high school football coach and, you know, someone trying to get kids recruited. This year we had 7 or 8 kids go on to the next level, and it's a full-time job as a head high school football coach to gather all this information. So I just started taking notes and talking with Tom and putting things together, and that's basically how we built the profiles. You know, I want to make it easier for every head high school football coach as well to say, hey, you know what, this kid wants to move on and play at the next level. All he has to do is send his link to the college coach. And they're going to have all the information that they need. So it helps high school coaches, and it also helps the WFCA. And hey, go ahead.
What made you guys come up with this idea?
Well, it's, again, there are so many different recruiting services out there. And I have talked to many of my athletes who get contacted by these people. And I'm almost wondering, how do they know how to reach out to these athletes? And what they charge is unbelievable. It is very, very expensive. It's not unusual for a family to shell out $1,000 or $1,500 in order to have some recruiting service, you know, work for them, supposedly. And I say supposedly because sometimes I don't think they get their money's worth. I know they don't. And what makes our situation really unique is the verifiable real numbers that we supply from the Combine. Now, I've talked to a couple dozen college coaches, from Paul Christ to Kevin Bullis at Whitewater, and everybody thinks this is a great idea. I mean, I think about my son when TC was doing his football stuff last year as a senior. He used Huddle as his sort of main thing, you know, and yeah, Huddle's great for, you know, the film and all of that, but he could have put anything on his Huddle biography. He could have said he was 6'2", 200 pounds, ran a 4.44 40. I mean, it's made up stuff. You don't know, you know, if in fact the information that's supplied on Huddle, other than the film, is real. For us, this is all real information gathered at the combine.
Well, here's what I really like about it, and I'm as I'm reading all this, I'm trying to say, hey, look, I think you missed on this, and I can't find any of it.
Yeah.
So player name, school, position, player year in school, player height, weight, all supplied by the WFCA, by you guys.
Right.
Their combine results, their combine rankings by position, again, by you. Combine picture by WFCA. Then the player has to get involved a little bit, but what they're doing is an action picture, the player contact information, the parent's name, high school contact, their highlight video, their GPA, ACTs, SAT, so those. My favorite is about me, who I am. Who am I? And so that they can write a paragraph two or three about who they are. You know, who am I being recruited by? Who's offered? But then a little bit about themselves,
right,
too. Look, here's my, you know, this is what I'm doing in the off season.
Yeah.
You know, I'm traveling to this country to build houses.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? People are going to want to know that stuff.
Sure.
And as I look through all this thing, first of all, I'm trying to figure out how you guys are going to do this for $199 and then a renewal fee of $149, which is nothing.
Right.
I mean, as you know, because you just said this, it's $1,500 to $2,000.
Matt and I are working with Sports Engine, who does our website for the WFCA, and they built this website for us. And it was very expensive. I'm not going to lie to you. It was very expensive. But they were wonderful to work with, wouldn't you say,
Matt?
Yeah,
they're amazing, the
things
they did.
And everything we asked for, something that isn't on that summary sheet that you're looking at, Mike, is one of the things when I talk to all these coaches that is – of the utmost importance to them is the academic piece. So what's not mentioned is the players can upload their transcript to this. And it's something that only the college coaches are going to view, because what happens is, Paul Christ has to go on. He's got to set up an account with this. He gets a username and a password. And we okay that. It'll go through Matt and I. And so some of the information, like their contact information, we're not going to put out their cell phone and their email, for instance, just to anybody. That's only going to be for the college coaches, you know. So anyway, we think it encompasses really all the things, all the aspects of recruiting, and that has been gleaned by Matt and I by you know, what we as high school coaches, what do we know has to be out there, and what do college coaches tell us that they want to see.
Hey, Matt, what kind of response from college coaches have you gotten to this when you had the discussion with them? And I know that you have, because this is exactly what they would ask for. What kind of response have you gotten from them?
Well, they're really excited. Like he said, we have numerous coaches that are – really excited to see the final product as we finish the combine. And, you know, it's a little bit of a work in progress right now because we have to wait for combine results, but
right,
they are just, there's a lot of excited people there. I mean, many college coaches said, hey, we'd be willing to pay for this type of information.
Like, yeah, they would be willing to pay the WFCA for this. And
because you know how many hours you're going to save,
right,
the leg time,
exactly,
that you're going to save some assistant coaches from having to go find all of this at 7 or 8 different sites. This is a really good idea.
Well, the reason we're different than those sites, too, is because we're legitimate because of the WFCA. We have a legitimate organization that is certifying this information, and it makes college coaches comfortable with believing the information.
And I can tell you, as a parent with an athlete in high school, exactly what you just said. I was going to bring that point up. You guys are legitimate. I can tell you, now that my son's a freshman, we've gotten recruiting requests from these different companies. We don't know them from Adam. And to Tom's point about the $1,000 to $1,500, as much as $2,500, and they assure you they're going to place them at some school. And it's just it feels very uncomfortable to try to talk to these people because you don't know them from anybody. Right. And now that you guys are offering this again, clearly money is not the issue here. It's creating the avenue for the kid, the kids and the families to get that information out. And you're coming from the WFCA, so it's totally legit, and people should want to take advantage of your program much more than these other people.
Is this being done in other states that you know of?
Not that we know of.
I would if I were you guys, make sure
Matt
that you
own this.
Matt and
I got big plans for this.
Yeah, we do. Tony and I are going to talk to you about joining that team because there's some retirement funds that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Matt Harris will continue talking about this, and for any parents whose son is going to be part of the combine, if they haven't gotten involved in this. Let's figure out a way that they
will be getting email blasts soon. We literally have just gone live with it.
Man, good timing to have Matt in here.
Oh yeah, he's the technical guy here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the glasses. That's what it is.
It is. These have special powers.
Special powers. He's Matt Harris, the head football coach at Waukesha North Football. Let's get you a break. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well, welcome back to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle, my co-host. Tony Resch, the owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Matt Harris, the head football coach at Waukesha North. Hey, guys, during the break, we talked a little bit about, putting this together. This is a lot of work, man, a lot of legwork, mm-hmm. a lot of detail stuff, right?
Right, right.
And I'm trying to find something that you missed. The only thing I would – what if the – Facebook, social media, any part of that come to play in this thing?
Yeah, they can attach all of that. You know, when they get their contact stuff, we know how important, especially for college coaches. Twitter's huge. Like all of my kids that are getting recruited, I feel like these coaches just send them messages on Twitter, and that's how they're getting them.
Yeah, and that's going to be included in the contact information.
Good. I think that's important. We had the guy from Southern Miss on either last year or the year before, and he said, look, they give me a list of guys they're looking at. On a Thursday and Monday, I come back and I spend all weekend. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I love the guy. He said, I love the guys that have two Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah.
One's them at church and one's at some keg party on the beach. I find all of them.
Yeah.
I get all of them. So, and you try to tell kids that, man, they just look at you like, no, I'm way too good for that. I'm not going to get caught. And they get caught. And that is a game changer for some of these guys. So I'm hoping that as they start to put all this together, some of these young guys and their parents through that direction say, hey, just make sure you're not doing anything foolish on social media, because that's such a big part of what these guys are doing.
Yeah, it is. It's, I have a talk with the kids all the time, about social media, because they do. They get talking trash online and all this stuff that's going on. But I think as they're getting more comfortable with it, and they mature through their high school process, they start to understand it. And people are talking about it. There's articles out there all over the place about it now. So,
and when I say it, they look at me like, oh, man, you have no idea. You don't know what you're talking about. We had J.R. Blount come in and talk to our kids. He's an assistant coach at Drake University, played for Paul and I over at Dominican. And he said, look, I'm telling you, after your game, and he was saying, after you beat this team – if you go on social media and start using all F-bombs saying, we kicked their butt and all this, he said, coaches are going to see that, and you're going to be as quick as you got on their radar screen, that's how quick you're going to get off. So I'm hoping that people understand that. This thing's ready to go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We literally have just gone live, and we're in the process of now getting sort of our blitz out to the combine participants to let them know about this. And we will be doing that up until, of course, the combine. And at the combine, Matt and I and my daughter Taylor is going to be there, and we're going to you know, have information for the parents and players there.
Can the players and parents sign up that day?
Yes.
Pay for it that day?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's perfect. So they don't have to do this ahead of time?
No. Well, they can if they want.
Yeah,
and all we
easier.
Would do is insert the combine information into it. But, yeah, but they can do it the
You'll
day
You'll have
of.
A table out there or something?
Yes.
with all the information?
Right.
I think that's really important. And people come in. I know that the WFCA is going to make some money on this thing.
Yeah.
And I hope that you guys are doing the same, because this is really good. What I like is if the young kid is a sophomore, he can renew for $149 the next year,
right?
And then again $149 for a senior year if he wants. Correct?
Yes.
Man,
yeah.
That's perfect. Matt, good idea. Tom, well done on this stuff.
Well, thank you.
You know, again,
like I said, Matt and I, we've been working on this for. Yeah. Years.
Yeah.
Probably,
I mean,
3 years, would you
probably,
say?
It's been an idea that's been in my brain for the last 10 years, and I just needed the right, you know, person to fuel the fire, and that was Tom, and it's great to work with Tom on this, and I can't believe the picture that it is now, and I'm really excited to.
Well, Tony saw it. I mean, I showed you, you know, on it's on your phone. It looks great, doesn't it?
It's super exciting. I'm like, okay, well, Mason, maybe we'll have to go to the combine now, because I want him to have that. I mean, every kid is going to take such pride in being able to share that with people,
right.
Is going to be enormous.
And they can update it whenever they want. They'll have a username and password, and they can edit their stuff.
If somebody wants to see it, where do they go?
They're going to go to the WFCA website. So we're going to link right to the actual Wisconsin Football Coaches Association.
Right.
Can they see it now?
Week. They'll get an
It'll
email blast
this week.
Okay. And they'll start to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right, and then you can go in his player profile on the WFCA website. That's what it'll be under?
Correct.
Man, that's awesome. How's your team going to be next year?
We're going to be good. You
yeah?
know, I got to replace that nice quarterback that's leaving.
What a good kid.
He's going to Whitewater,
He is
right?
going to Whitewater. Remember, you had Whitewater on here. There must have been some funny business going on.
No, there was not.
Yeah.
I wondered why I got that check from Whitewater.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. No, that's not right.
Yeah, but, you know, I've been meeting with the quarterback. He's the new quarterback. He's running track. Our entire football team's out for track. We're going to Madison today for a big-time track meet. And so I'm really excited about this.
Hey, the recruiting process for your quarterback – I know this, that some coaches at Wisconsin called the coach at Whitewater and said, this could be your kid of the future.
Yeah.
And he's got a Division I arm, man.
Oh, no, without a doubt. As soon as he committed to there, you know, speaking of Twitter, I was the first one on there. Whitewater got a steal with this kid. I honestly think, obviously I'm biased, but I think he's, if not the best quarterback in the state, he's definitely one of the top three. So, and he's playing in the WFCA All-Star game this year. So.
He's got good size.
Yeah.
Smart kid, student athlete of the week, the pick and save student athlete of the week. You're going to miss him.
I'm going to miss him, but we got a nice one coming.
So. Yeah. You guys, you got a lot of people talking last year, Washington North football.
That was a fun year. You know, we still missed out on the playoffs. I was watching the Muskego game that we blew again last night.
Why? What are you doing that for?
That's what I do, I guess.
Swiddle, we never watch games we lost. We always watch games we won, right?
Yeah.
I wish that were the case.
Them, yeah.
Huh?
I wish that were the case.
If that was the case, you'd still be coaching.
Right.
Man, we lost a game to Oostburg years ago. I've never watched that one.
Yeah,
that's the worst loss ever.
Yeah.
Never watched it. But, you know, we beat Dominican in the playoffs. I've watched that one about 8 times already. So
right.
I haven't seen the ripping one. I don't want to watch that one at all.
We get Muskego first this year with the new conference realignment stuff. So we go right in, right into conference play now. So,
how do you feel about that realignment?
I've talked about it enough, I think.
Not recently.
Yeah, not recently. Yeah,
how long do you think that those conferences will last?
I have no reason to believe that they're going to change anything anytime soon, although I will say, and we talked about it up at the clinic in our forum for coaches, you know, the WIAA has said that they might be open to visiting the district plan again, you know, and it's because of conference realignment.
Right.
You know, but something that was introduced maybe 6-7 years ago, and shot down. They'd be open to maybe looking at that again.
2 years,
think so.
2 years.
Your guess?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, 2 years. And I think what Deb Hauser did was, okay, here's my idea, and you guys didn't like it. Then she said, okay, I'll walk away. You figure it out. And when the coaches were like, what? We're not. And then she said, okay, then here's my plan. And I think 2 years, because I think some of the people that needed the help didn't get it. In fact, it went the other way.
Yeah.
And I keep hearing, do you guys keep hearing that Tulsa East and Tulsa West are thinking about
co-oping in football?
You've heard that?
Well, that's been out there, but I can tell you, I've talked to our superintendent, and that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen?
No.
Did
no,
we talked about that's, it in Waukesha, too. We honestly yeah. did.
With South, North and
yeah.
South?
Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, it kind of got shot down a little bit as well. I was kind of impartial either way, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think? So you wouldn't care either way as long as you were the head coach?
No, no, that's not the case. But,
I'm just kidding.
You know, but honestly, like if it helps the kids have a better experience and the things, you know, equal out a little bit for them, I'd be okay with it. How can I not be if it's going to make the kids have a better experience? I mean,
there's a lot to co-oping. You just can't say, okay, we're going to co-op and then co-op. It's not that simple.
Nope.
Your conference has to okay it. They have to buy into it. And, you know, so there'd be a lot of different things you would have to do in order to be able to co-op.
Well, and not only that, you know, a lot of the city schools are co-oping, and the problems they have with getting kids to practice on time, because one school closes, you know, one, you're done at 2:30, they're done at 3:15.
Right.
They're gonna get on a bus and come by you. They don't get there till 3:45. Well, you started practice an hour ago. Mm-hmm. And I know that is difficult. I felt bad for, speaking of Deb Hauser, felt bad for her with that video. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Of the girls' basketball, you know? That was, I felt bad because there's no way around. There's no way that you could look at that and say, oh, yeah, she looks great in this video, just because of, you know, how it looked that she was not letting that young boy hug his sister after it. But, you know, they came out with a good statement that said, look, this is our rules, and we have to abide by them. And if you want to, you know, call us ahead of time, get us some information that this is something you guys do after every game, maybe we'll take a look at it. So, hey, Matt, great job on this WFCA player profile
thing.
I'm sure that we'll talk as football gets closer.
Yeah,
it's good to know that all your kids are in track and field.
Yeah, they're working their tails off, and we're excited.
Young man going to Iowa State's going to play well there.
Oh, yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah.
He's an incredible athlete. I mean, first year of football, he's going to...
What did you say his wingspan was?
See, that's the thing.
It's like seven two kid or
he's
something.
He's a 6'10 wingspan with, you know, I mean, you saw him play basketball.
You saw him play basketball.
It's all a 6'10.
He got frustrated, and we just played him in that preseason tournament at Kettle Moraine.
Yeah.
And we did a pretty good job not letting the guards get the ball to him.
Yeah.
Because if he got the ball, he could dunk it.
Right, exactly.
So we just tried to not let him get the ball, and it worked out pretty well for us. But he fell asleep on the couch in here.
He did.
Yeah.
He falls asleep everywhere.
He falls asleep everywhere but the football
Except
field.
Except for when he's competing.
And in class.
He's a major competer.
Mostly on the football
field.
Yeah,
exactly.
Matt, it's always good to see you.
You too.
Good luck with this. If there's anything I can do to help you with this, spread the word, different states, please let me know.
Yes, thanks.
You bet. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue. Tony Rush has something coming up pretty cool. In fact, it's open. It's called Team Escape 262, and I want to talk to him about that for a few minutes on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. He is my co-host, former head football coach at Brookfield East, Matt Harris, head football coach at Waukesha North, and Tony Rush, owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development, and Team Escape 262 in Menominee Falls. Website, teamescape262.com, for more information on this thing. Tony, what made you guys get involved with this and start this out at Menominee Falls?
One of my best friends in life, who was my roommate from college, Patrick Venable, lives up in Appleton. Good old Patrick. And he has an escape facility in Green Bay, up by Lambeau Field. He was the first one in Green Bay. And then he's got a sports park in Appleton, and he put a couple of rooms. He cut down the size of his inflatables area, put a couple of escape rooms there. October, he called me up and said, Tony, this is a lot of fun. It's been very successful. People absolutely love it. how about we partner up down in the Menominee Falls area? And he said, I know there's other people down in your area that do that, but because of what we believe, how we treat people, I think we can do it even better. And so he and I partnered along with my neighbors, our good friends, Steve and Amy Gill, wonderful people. And we are off and running 5 weeks now, and it's been a great journey, a lot of fun. Brought back my good painting skills.
I saw that. And, I was there that day, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was awesome to have you out there. And
I didn't pick up a paintbrush, though.
No, you didn't pick up a paintbrush.
I thought about it.
You picked up some cool stuff that...
I did, Aiden Bush.
Aiden Bush, kudos. I hope you're doing well, buddy. It's it was an honor to do that nice thing for you, and I hope that you're enjoying your Tampa Bay Buccaneers stuff.
Tampa Bay Buc... When this young man... They told me he was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. I said, even Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans aren't real fans. And he was like, I'm a fan. And so he's doing better, by the way.
That's awesome.
Thanks for asking about him during the break. He is he's getting there. He's fighting, man. He's a fighter.
That's great. That's good news, buddy. Keep plugging away.
You know what I like about Team Escape 262 is not only can you go out there as a group or as a family, but you have like a little conference room, right? So our sales department... We're going to have our sales meeting there, and then we're going to compete.
Yeah, we've got a lot of corporate events that we can hold, and that's, I think, a few of the things that separate us from the other people. And the other people down here, we've gone and played all of the escape rooms, and they all do really nice things, but there are places where you walk in and play and leave. We have the conference room that doubles as a birthday party room. We've done some servant leadership meetings there. We've had Coach Keel speak, and it's great for corporate events. We've had Kohl's and FIS, and we've got U.S. Bank coming in. You guys are coming in. So it's a great opportunity to have your meetings, and then also we'll feed you. We've got Papa John's right next door raising the stakes with our burgers, brats, dogs. We've got Ali's Bistro as a partner, and so you can use it as meeting space. We'll feed you. You can play. It's great team building. For raising the stakes, partnering with Team Escape, I was telling Coach Harris, Coach Swiddle at the break, as a coach, you can come out. I would highly recommend you bring your assistant coaches because assistant coaches need to bond as well from time to time with a different personality. So it's a great opportunity there.
Sir.
But then once you've played our facility, we allow you as a coach to sit with the headphones on with our game master and watch how your kids interact with one another. It's a great tool as a coach to be able to see how those kids respond to one another.
Good luck with that. You know, I've been out there, and I think it's really cool. Again, TeamEscape262.com. It's right on Appleton. It's really easy to get to, right in Menominee Falls. And, again, TeamEscape262. Man, it's good to see you again. Have a good time in Mexico.
Yeah, we'll look forward to Mexico. I was telling Coach Harris I'll see him in Madison today at the Shell for a little track meet. Mason's going to go over there and compete. So
that's where you're going from here?
Going from there, yep.
Yeah, how's the track team?
We're good. This is one of the deepest teams I've ever been a part of. And
really?
Oh, yeah. It's fun to watch you know, our team get so much better right now.
Chuck Bova's going to be proud.
He is going to be proud.
He's going to
be
proud.
Happy you said his name on here. He asked if I had my white glasses on today.
Well, he is as good a neighbor as you can find.
Oh, I can him imagine.
And I'm telling you, his great family, and they live right next door to my my daughter Katie and son-in-law John and those grandsons, and Chuck is, other than being a Catholic Memorial coach for a while, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah,
he's not a bad
you Dominican
guy.
Guys didn't like Catholic Memorial.
Yeah, Dominican didn't like Catholic Memorial so much. Matt, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good luck with this for sure, Tony. Good luck with everything you do.
Thank you.
Again, yeah, thank you, Tony. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Appreciate you sponsoring the show, Tony.
Absolutely.
We can't do it without
love it
without stuff like that. What's going on with you now? You're going out of town. You're not going to be around in 2 weeks.
Yeah, on the 15th, I will be. Ingrid and I are going up to Houghton, Michigan, for the Michigan Tech spring game, and then we're going to drive almost directly to the airport and leave for Vegas on Sunday morning. On Easter Sunday, we'll be there for a week. So Doug Sarver will be in here in my place. Great show lined up on the 15th, by the way.
You know what? Ingrid was so nice to my family and I on Saturday of last week. So tell her thank you for that.
I will, and she loved talking to your mom.
Yeah. My mom yelled at me. She had a whole bunch of people come up to me and say, how come you don't go down and see your mom more? Like, she had like four or five different people. She was playing me up there, Tom. Guys, thanks a lot. Great first show. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by raising the stakes, fundraising, and leadership development. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.